I'm Adam Hoke from CHGO Bears.
And I'm Mario Tarabassi from CHGO Blackhawks.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location. Call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. All right, the WNBA draft is tonight. The Sky have two picks in the top seven. Now, we're going to have you covered, by the way. Our CHGO Sky team is going to have live coverage tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock during the draft. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big draft class, a lot of excitement. But with this topic, Mario, because we're Chicago and we got to think negatively here a little bit with all of our draft mistakes, what is the worst draft pick in Chicago sports history? There's a lot to choose from.
There's too many to choose from, honestly. But I think for me, one of the guys that sticks out because of what he should have been and what never was Kevin White. Like a top seventh overall pick in 2015. I mean, was coming in to be, you know, a top target for the Bears. They needed one of those dynamic guys, someone who could, you know, stretch out the field and just could not stay healthy, could not get on the field, couldn't do anything that he was expected to. Never panned out. I think he had, what was it, like one game where he had like over 100 yards out of the handful that he actually played. I mean, it's such a disappointment. And I mean, it's, you look at what the Bears have done in many drafts, as you know, and it's just so many times where you're just like, oh, this guy's going to be the, put him over the top, going to be the thing, and just never pans out.
The biggest play Kevin White ended up having for the Bears was a Hail Mary catch at the 1 yard line against the New England Patriots right at the buzzer. So it's kind of a microcosm.
Yeah.
So much potential, but just short. That was bad from the start when you got to, I think it was mini camp, and they were already like, he's sitting out here. We don't think it's anything, but he's got some shin splints.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
six weeks goes by, show up to Bourbonnais for training camp, and he's still not practicing, and now the alarm bells are going off. And then I'll never forget, they had this workout like 2 weeks in the camp, and it was actually close enough to us on the field where we could see him, and we could tell it ended early. And we were like, that didn't go well. And then sure enough, Ryan Pace came up there and was like, yeah, we're going to have to shut him down because he's got a serious leg problem, and he ended up being out for that whole year.
Yeah.
Terrible start.
Horrible start, yeah. And I know yours is also Bears focus and probably a little bit of a bigger impact on the Bears long term.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't go with Mitch Trubisky. And it's just because of the guy. It's mainly because of the guy you missed on, which is the best quarterback in the league, the best player in the league, who's already on pace to best Tom Brady, widely regarded as the all-time GOAT at this point. And if Mahomes goes on to continue this pace he's on, he will probably end up bigger than Brady. And I think it's totally relevant to the conversation because it's not just like the Bears took a flyer on a quarterback and it happened to be the wrong one. Like, they went into that offseason, everyone knew they were moving on from Jay Cutler. They were going to go with a quarterback. And they started it with like, okay, we're signing Mike Glennon. What the hell is this all about? And it's all part of this covert operation to not let people know that you like Mitch Trubisky. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, a real NFL operation, are behind the scenes scheming how they're going to trade up for the most talented guy that they've ever scouted in Patrick Mahomes, and they get it right. And that was the second guy on the Bears board. They were never really going to go for Deshaun Watson. It was Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes, and then on top of it, they trade up too, right, and they give up extra draft capital, which I always say, I never had a problem with the trade because it wasn't the trade that was the problem, it was the quarterback they picked. Because if they have moved up from Mahomes, and it turned out this Mahomes was Mahomes, no one cares about those that third round pick that they gave up. It just makes the scouting miss even worse that on top of it, you gave up draft capital. How is that not the word? It changes the direction of the franchise forever. Although you could say, you know, 7 degrees of whatever that ends up on Caleb Williams, if you want to spin it as positively as possible.
No, that's true. And trust me, I've played that game with the Blackhawks getting Connor Bedard, being like, well, if they didn't do this, then they would never get Connor Bedard. It is therapeutic to look at it that way. So hopefully Caleb Williams can do that for the Bears. But yeah, I mean, the Trubisky factor in that draft is just like, not only was he a miss because of his own talent, but it's who you missed him for, basically. And that's what makes, I think, draft busts this grand thing is not only like, oh, okay, maybe they weren't as talented as expected, but it's always, you know, you go back, you look a couple of years later and you're like, all right, who was picked at the same position two or three, you know, picks later, or three or four or whatever, down the line, you know, later in the first round, second round, whatever. And it's just one of the, it's gotta be one of Chicago's sports fans' favorite games is who could they have drafted? Because when we talked about this topic, I did that exercise. I was just like, okay, who could have been there? And I do that with the Blackhawks all the time. And the one that sticks out the most for me from a Blackhawks standpoint, 2005, they take Jack Skilly out of Wisconsin. So unfortunately, I gotta go with him. But four picks later at the same position was Anze Kopitar, a two-time Stanley Cup champion and a future Hall of Famer, four picks later.
So I remember covering Skilly, actually calling some of his games at Wisconsin. Were you still optimistic on him when he was a Badger?
Oh yeah.
Before he got to the Hawks?
Yeah, I was definitely thinking like, okay, here's a guy who fits what they need. They need, you know, a dynamic forward, and the next draft they got Patrick Kane, so it was okay. But you know, they needed a guy who could score, a guy who could be that dynamic forward, and it just never panned out. Hindsight being 2020, there's like this level of guy that I think the Blackhawks had in those early 2000s, where it was like, oh, they're a really good like 4A player, like pretty good minor leaguer, not a great NHL player, and that's what Skilly ended up being.
Kind of like the entire White Sox roster right now. hey, stop by Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town. Enjoy our tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers. Whether you're headed to the game, want to watch it live, or on our big-screen TVs, watching from home, we've got you covered. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. You can mention CHGO. You'll get half off your pizza. Again, mention CHGO. Get half off of your pizza. Just on the way out here, some other honorable mentions I think are worth pointing out. Tyrus Thomas always sticks out to me as one that bugged me. Yeah. And not just because I'm wearing a Texas sweatshirt today. Shout out to Scottie Scheffler. But they traded LaMarcus Aldridge in that move. And I always loved Aldridge. So that one stood out. I'm trying to think of some other, I mean, Jay Williams too, yeah, with the Bulls would stand out. And then it's like pick your White Sox year where they, you know, Jared Mitchell instead of Mike Trout would be one.
Yeah, that's a tough one to miss on. And yeah, with the Bulls recently, I think of like Denzel Valentine. And it's just, again, it's who could you have had besides that? And I don't know. It's one thing to, I think, fall in love with a player from an organizational standpoint and be like, this is our guy. But I think it's just, what we're finding out in drafts is like, okay, you have to look the long term, and you have to look at like, how can this player move this organization forward rather than just the short term of like, this is the need we need now. Like, some teams are built to draft like that, but I just feel like more often than not, Chicago teams are not built that way.
All right, well, they're going to get it right this time. Four top 10 picks in the next 2 weeks here in Chicago. The Sky have two tonight. The Bears have two next week. They're going to go 4-for-4.
I hope I mean, so.
Probably not with our hit rate, but we're gonna go for that. This has been CHGO Tavern Style. We all silly like the mayor.